We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud, last line. Omar Shmuel, this is what we had before. Omar Shmuel, Kishois Sheslia Be'iveha. Kishois are either cucumbers or gourds that became wormy while it was attached to the ground. Even though we just learned that insects that create themselves from inside a vegetable is not a problem, sharis alaris, it never went on the ground. But here the vegetable is attached to the ground. So here it's a sharis alaris, because it's sharis inside the cucumber, that's alaris. And therefore it's also sharis alaris. It's a chiddush of Shmuel, it's a chiddush. The chiddush is even though it never came out into the world, but since the kishos itself was attached to the ground, it's considered a sharis alaris. So let's bring a raya to Shmuel. We're going to ask the stira, and the only way we have an answer to the stira is only by saying Shmuel's vart. One of the brises said, one of the psukim saying in the Torah, al sharet sharet la'aret, shekus lo'yachal. And the brise says like this, lohoitzi, this is coming to say, la'aret, what's it coming to exclude? Lohoitzi says, zizim shivadash. So now, zizim is the same thing as yatushim, as gnats. It's a different type of insects that grow in different type of foods. So lahoitzi alaaretz, only it's aser to eat only alaaretz. Lahoitzi to exclude, it says zizim sheba adashim. The zizim, the insects called zizim that are found inside the lentils. Let's say yatushim sheba klisim, and the yatushim found the klisim. Klisim could be a arbis, a chickpeas. Look at the rashash, the Ravarim, that here it calls it tziderish, and before it calls it something else. So we're not sure if it's chickpeas, but pashas, that's what it means. V'telash, v'tmarim, and the worms that are found in dates, v'shevegregers, and figs. So all these things are mutter, because they're not sheretz al aretz. There's another bryce that says, Tanya, they'll call sheretz a sheretz al aretz. L'rabbis, telash, v'ikriz eis, v'shevegregvanim. And right now we think it means in the roots of the fruit. If you find the root of the fruit itself, you find telas, it's aser. So what's going on over here? Is it mutter or aser? On one hand says the rabbis, the kol asheretz, rasha is the kol, is bimarba, that it's aser. On the other hand, we're saying that zizim shevadashim is mutter. What's the difference? My love, idi di peiro, both these insects are found in peiros, and it's a simple difference. V'habi veh, so veh. One of them is attached to the ground, therefore it's aser. One of them not attached to the ground, and therefore it's mutter. That's the chiluk, because it's raya to Shmuel. That Shmuel's chiddush is that even though it's created inside the vegetable, but if it's attached to the ground, it's also. So here we see the same thing. Ikriz esim, ikriz gvanim also. So I'm going, no, it's not raya at all. Loi, idvidi bevel. They're both wild attached to the ground. And really, if it's created in the peiri, it's mutter. Loi kasha, but peiri, habilono. The case where it says, ikriz esim, ikriz gvanim, that it's also, it's when it was created inside the tree. That's already ala aretz. But the vegetable, that's not considered ala aretz. And that's the chiluk between the two brises. One's talking about in the vegetable or the fruit. One is talking about in the tree and says, haba ala gufa, dekanam, tori talash, ikre zesim, in the roots of the zesim tree. Vishikri kifanim. Shema mino, ataka means the tree itself. That's called ala aretz, but not the peri. So it's coming from here, that's not the pashu pasuk like Shmuel. Look at Tav Tosis, and come with Dr. Tama Beinu Nisanel. Some of girls, all different name. Rabbeinu Nisanel, Verival, the ain't halacha kashmul. We don't pass kashmul. We give it to the Vivah, Surah. Valach is there, the children of Rabbah Choy, Paisa kashmul. He could pass kashmul, because the Mara before brought it down, Legabe, a loch of 12 months, doesn't have a spine, doesn't live for 12 months, Ayin Shom. So, but this Gemara sounds a little bit like we're not passing like Shmul.
So, how do we check our dates?
What?
Why do we check our dates?
Because we know that those come from outside the date, and they go into the date. If they'll be creating dates, once you mention that, I'll mention to you that this Gemara is negated to two huge controversies and halachic tumults that went around the world in the past 15 years. One of them is the anasakis worm that's found in the fish. We'll see later on in the Amud. That's going to be this Amud. And the other one was the pods, the little bugs that found in the New York water. It's a big shiloh that was also to drink the water or not, because those little worms or flies or whatever they were. The what? They're called, copy pods or something they're called. They're a certain type of insects. So what's the shiloh? You literally need insects. The answer was, Rabelski held, that the reservoirs were considered Beres Shichim Arabs. It's stationary. And therefore, You're allowed to drink. You're allowed to have it. It's definitely created. Those are definitely created inside the water. But others, hell no. There's a runoff. Those reservoirs come from runoffs off the mountains, and they're really coming from streams, and therefore they're also. So these are very negative shayles. The reason why dates and figs are a problem, boss, they're not being created in the dates and figs. They're coming from outside, and they go in. Usually, the way it works, for example, by raisins, the way it works, the raisins, the flies and the insects come when they dry them. When it says sun-dried grapes, sun-dried raisins, keep away, because it means it's sun-dried. If they're putting out in California 40 million raisins, there's no way they're watching for the bugs. The bugs are coming all over the place. And that's why there's a problem with the sun-dried. If it's oven-dried, that's much better, because in the ovens, there's usually no flies. So that's the chilek. But dates and figs, they're coming from the outside, not from the inside. Only the things that are created from the inside, which is a whole shayla, that's what we'll get into shayla when it comes to the fish, that'll be the shayla. So we'll get this soon. Let's first see the Mexican Gemara. So Boye Rav Yosef, we've already established now that if it gets created in the date, so then the halacha is it's mutter. But if it's created outside the date, or if it comes out of the date, that also makes it awesome. That's another reason why our dates are a problem. A lot of times it comes out of the date. When you find them out of the date, not inside the date, and that's already called Asharas Asharas Alar. So, Bayer Versa, Parsha Mesa. Let's say this insect climbed out of the date, and before it had a chance to roam around the great big earth, it died. Umesa died. Mao, what's the halacha? Like Rashi explains, Mao, Miyam in Kim Loy Holcha, since it didn't go ala Aretz, Lav Sharas Alaretzu, Oidim Loy Binan Shritza. All you need is that it came out, and that's enough. That's shayla number one. Shayla number two. Miksasa mahu. If it came out a little bit and part of it climbed on the aretz and the other part stayed inside, is that considered shayla al aretz or not? Maybe it needs a whole entire fly, a whole entire worm has to be al aretz. If a part of it's al aretz, maybe it's not enough. It's a shayla. Third shayla. La'ava oila mahu. If it comes out alive but never reaches the ground, mahu. Marzah's teiku. Now, this third shayla Rashi explains is the imtim tzolema. Rashi has re-Rashi inside. La'ava oilam parsha mina pri talush. It's a pri talush la'avir v'koyim shigil aretz called a fifth. He grabbed it with his mouth to swallow it. Imtim tzolema pirsha omesa muteres. If you say pirsha omesa is muter, why? Because the ain't ru'uyo lirchosh. Avachaya the ru'uyo lirchosh loy. I mean, if you hold Pirsha Umesa as Asa, this is sure Asa. It's Pirsha alive, sure it's Asa. But if you hold Pirsha Umesa is good, because never will Aretz. This is better, because it's royal love of El Aretz. Rather, he ate it first. That's the Gemara. Shiloh, all these Shilohs are taken, you have to go to Chumrah. So therefore, if a fly leaves it tomorrow, it'll be Asa also. Even if you know it's created from the inside, let's say you knew it was created from the inside, still, it'll be Asa because you saw it come out. Now, another Shiloh, but Ravashi, Legag tomorrow Mahu. Let's say, it never left the tamar itself. It climbed out, but it didn't go in the ear. It stayed on the tamar. Is that called ala aretz or not? Because maybe that's rabise. That's what Rashi says. So tomorrow mau the gag tomorrow mau, and then imtiv zaloimar that's not a problem. Legag garnisa. That is a problem. Imtzalim, that is a problem. The gag tomorrow is a problem. If you hold it, is a problem. Let's say it's inside the date and it climbs on top of the pit. Is that a problem? Rashi says, the gag granisamau. Imtzalim, the gag tomorrow, kadav achu, gag granisamau. Call to last, love, Rashi says, megrinia priyagimdav. They grow from the pit. So in the case they grow from the pit, that's where it's mutter. Here it climbed out of the pit on top of the pit. And it's shayla de Gemara. So here's another answer to your question, because it probably climbed on top of the pit already. That's not a shayla. All these things are taiku. Not a shayla, but tomorrow mao. Let's say it bored a hole, there was two tomorrow next to each other. It never left anything. It just went from one tomorrow to the other tomorrow. What's the halacha? It didn't go on top. It just went mezu lezu. Is that called sheretz al aretz or not? Or maybe you need ava olam, all these are blibing with a teiku. We're not sure, teiku. Omer Rav Sheshes, you're up to now 45% down the Amud, beginning of a line. Omer Rav Sheshes, Samach Zayin on my base. Omer Rav Sheshes, Rav Idi, Kukiani Asiri. Kukiani is insects that grow inside the body of the behema, in their liver or the lung. So Kukiani Asiri. My time, I'm also, it's also because it came from somewhere else. Maskel or Rashi, if he swallowed this, it shouldn't be found in the liver and the lung. It should be found in the intestines or the stomachs or the rectum. Maskar Rashi, you should find it on the direction towards the base array, towards the rectum. Anywhere in the food area it should be found. Here it's found to cover the rea. It probably is created inside the animal. That shouldn't be also. Maskar Rashi, that was his question on him. He could have read the opposite. It came from itself. It was coming from outside. You find it through the intestines, through the digestive tracts. And so it's possible what he's saying. But not like anyone. Not like really like the first set. And not like the kasha. It was taking a nap. But and this fly went in, this insect went in through the nose, and that's where it landed, went into the nose, into the windpipe, in the trachea, into the rea, and into the cave. That's how it landed up there, but we're not assuming it got created from itself. It was found in the cave and the rea because it went through the nose, and therefore, Allah is, it's awesome. Teloim, Dr. Ravaita, Teloim, Vaila Buse, Teloim Darni de Bisra, Asiri. The teloam found in between the skin and the basar is asur. That's halacha by an animal. These teloam are found between the skin and the meat of the animal. When you take off the skin, you find it in the meat. So these insects are asur. The kavri, but by fish, is sharing, is mut. And this is where that Anasakis, sugya, by the fish, where they found the bugs in the fish, the herring, is this sugya? It says here, and salmon, herring, it was just herring. The kavri sharian, there's only a certain type of salmon, the farm salmon. The kavri sharian, but the fish is mutter. So it says klar that these worms found in between the basar and the skin are mutter. In between the skin and the basar of the behemoth is also. By the fish is mutter, you have to know why. Omle Ravina Lime, Ravina tells his mother, when you make me the fish, the salmon, lime ivile vanoichel, just mix it in the insects. I don't want to see it. I know it's mutter, but I don't want to see it because it's disgusting for me. So mix it in good, and then I'll eat it. Omle Rav Shasha Rei Rav Achla Ravina Maishta Mother Tanya. Why is it different than the Brisa that says ves? The pasuk says that ves nivlosom tishaketsu the rabbis. It's a darnim shebeima. It says the marba, even the darnim shebeima. So why is the fish different? Amalei, I'll tell you why fish is different. Hachi ashta, behema b'shchita d'mishtaria. Behema is muta b'shchita. V'hani midloy kamahani l'shchita b'sraya kaimen. This, since it has its own chias, like Rashi explains, so the shchita of the behema does not work for the insects. And therefore, you know what the issur is? Not because of flies, because the insects are created from the behema itself. But the issur even menachai. Like Rashi explains, if there is Rashi inside, even though we'll learn next parak that even though something found, a baby found in the behemoth's stomach, is shchita that works for that, there is a special ribu called behemoth techelu. But here, it stays by Isura, and therefore the reason why he can't eat his insects is because it's missing a shchita. It's even a chai, paladin. Aval, dogim, don't eat shchita. Basif of Alma mystery. Bahani, kikon gavlon, bateric gavlon. It got created in the fish. Aye, it needs shchita? No, fish don't eat shchita. And therefore it's mutter to eat those insects found in between the basar and the ar of these fish. Aye, so what was the whole tumult on Anasakis? The salmon and the herring, she mutter. Why she mutter? Because it's found as it's a darni barni basa. So there, some held and they proved that it came from the outside. Those insects came from the outside. They found, because halfway in, halfway out, they found that it came from the outside. That was the whole tumul where it got created, and that was the whole sugya. There again, since these are big controversies, it's very easy to find a good kuntras on it, and I and Shum back and forth what they handle. Torah Banan. Huh? Give him the answer, right? That's a pasuk. Yeah. That's a pasuk. Yeah, that's the whole tumult. That's the one that I said. Yeah. Torah about a pasuk says like this: Kol hoylech al gachon, any behema, any insect that goes on its stomach, hoylech al arba, on four, ad kol maraglayim, luchal sheres eretz aretz, loy soichlum gishaketzim. What do these things mean? Bryson teaches what it means. Goes on its stomach. What is that? Zenach, it's a snake. Kol, the rabbi is a shulshul. That's the earthworm. Anything done with the earthworm. Al arba, what goes on? Four legs. Zeakir, that's a scorpion. Kol hailech, the rabbi is a chufshis. It's like a beetle. Vesadamah chufshis, anything done with a beetle. It's all part of the isser of insects in this lab. Marbreglaim, zenadl. That's a nadal, it's a centipede. Centipede is lashon, centipede is lashon of a century, a hundredth. If you look at Rashi, nadal meir aglayim currently. They call it the 100 legs. Mamas Rashi had the same thing. The centipede with Rashi had the same name. 100 legs. That's the nadal. Vesadaimel nadal. Vesadaimel daima. So ad kol rabbis call it's a daima, vesadaimel daima. So these are all these different types of this pasuk. Tanya, Rezivim, Dermoskos, Aimer, Lev Yasson, the fish of Yasson, which we normally teach as a whale, is a dog tar. It's a kosher fish. Shenema, its pasuk says about the Leviathan. It says gava afikim alginim, which is a lashon of a shield, and tachtov chedudi cheres, and under it has these shards of earthenware shards. Safikim alginim, this shield elu kaskasbi, that's the scales. Scales like a shield. Under it has these shards. Elu sampirim. Those are the fins that swims with it, and it cuts through the water like chadudi cheres. Now you're going to ask me, what was the Gemara have to bring a raya from a pasuk of Yosef's dog tar? Doesn't the Gemara say that it can be fed to the tzaddikim of Yosef? Of course, it's kosher. Can you give the seeker not the tzaddikim not kosher fish? They freak the mashal. That's kosher. So if you looked at what it's chayis, he answers that there's a Gemara there, and the Medrash says it's a Medrash. Maybe I don't know if it's a Gemara. The Medrash says that the Leviathan is going to be sheichet the shar with its fins, very sharp fins, and you can eat it. What do you now eat something that's geshachtan by a whale? So Teretz is the chiddush Torah meiti teitze. When Mashiach comes, we'll have a few chiddushim. So you would think maybe Leviathan attack is a dog tummy, and there'll be a stick of chiddush when Mashiach comes. Kamaso, no, the Leviathan is a kosher fish, therefore it's not a whale. A whale is not a kosher fish. A whale only has fins and no scales, so it's probably not a whale, but something like that, it'll have fins and scales, and the Leviathan is a kosher fish. Hadr aloch, perik elu trefois, beli nadar.